ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। रिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 87 श्लोक 28। त्वं अकर्णः स्वराट अखिलकारक शक्तिधरस तव बलिम उद्वहन्ति समदन्ति अजया निमिषा वर्षभुजौ अखिल क्षितिपतेर इव विश्वसुजो विविधति यत्र ये तु अधिकृता भवतः चकिताः। त्वं अकर्ण स्वराड अखिल कारक शक्तिधरस त्वं अकर्ण स्वराड अखिल कारक शक्तिधरस तव बलिम उद्वहन्ति समदन्त्य अजया निमिषा। तव बलिम् उद्वहन्ति समदन्त्य अजया निमिषा। वर्षभुजो अखिल क्षितिपतेरिव विश्वसृजो वर्षभुजो अखिल क्षितिपतेरिव विश्वसृजो विदधति यत्र ये त्वधिकृता भवतश्चकितः। विदधति यत्र ये त्वधिकृता भवतश्चकितः। त्वं अकरण स्वराडखिलकारक शक्तिधरस तव बलिम् उद्वहन्ति समदन्त्य जया निमिषा। वर्षभुजो अखिल क्षितिपतेरिव विश्वसृजो विदधति यत्र ये त्वधिकृता भवतश्चकिता। त्वमकर्णः स्वरादखिलकारक शक्तिधरस तव बलिम् उद्वहन्ति समदन्त्य जया निमिषा। वर्षभुजो अखिल क्षितिपतेरिव विश्वसृजो विदधति यत्र ये त्वधिकृता भवतश्चकिता। माताजी आरक शक्ति धरा वहंती word to word meaning tvam you akarnah devoid of material senses swarat self effulgent akhila of all karaka sensory functions shakti of the potencies धरह द मेंटेनर तव यू बलिम ट्रिब्यूट उद्वहंती कैरी समदंती एंड पार्टेक ऑफ अजया अलोंग विथ मटेरियल नेचर अनिमिषाः the demigods varsha of the districts of a kingdom bhujaha the rulers akhila entire shiti of the land patehe of the lord eva as if vishwa of the universe श्रुजह द क्रिएटर्स विदधती एग्जीक्यूट यत्र इन विच ये दे टू इंडीड अधिकृता असाइंड भवतः ऑफ यू चकिताः अफ्रेड Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I forgot to mention that chapter title is Prayers by of the Personified Vedas. Translation. Though you have no material senses, you are the self-effulgent sustainer of everyone's sensory powers. The demigods and material nature herself offer you tribute. While also enjoying the tribute offered them by their worshippers. Just as subordinate rulers of various districts in a kingdom offer tribute to their lords, but the ultimate proprietor of the land, just as the subordinate rulers of various districts in a kingdom offer their tribute to their lord, the ultimate proprietor of the land, while also enjoying the tribute paid them by their own subjects. In this way, the universal creators faithfully execute their assigned services out of fear of you. Purport. All intelligent living beings should acknowledge the sovereignty of the Lord and willingly engage in devotional service to Him. Such is the consciousness of the personified Vedas. But Lord Narayan, while hearing these prayers, may have reasonably asked, since I also have a bodily form with sense, organs and limbs, am I not just another doer and enjoyer? Especially since, as the super soul in every being's heart, I supervise countless organs and limbs. How am I not implicated in the sum total of everyone's sense gratification? No, the Shrutis, assembled Shrutis here rejoin. You have no material senses, yet you are the absolute controller of all. As expressed in Svetashvara Upanishad 3.18, Apani Pado Javano Garhita Pashyanti Achakshusha Asasnoti Akarnaha Saveti Vedyam Nachatasya Veta Tvam Ahur Argyam Purusha Puranam. He has no feet or hands, yet he is the swiftest runner and can grasp anything. Though without eyes or ears, he sees and hears. Nobody knows him, yet he is the knower of the object of knowledge. Sages describe him as the supreme original personality of Godhead. The hands, feet, eyes and ears of supreme person are not like those of an ordinary conditioned soul, which are derived from false ego. A material substance. Rather, the Lord's transcendentally beautiful features are direct manifestations of His internal nature. Thus, unlike the soul and the body of the conditioned living beings, the Lord and His bodily form are identical in all respects. Moreover, His lotus hands, lotus feet, lotus eyes and other limbs are not restricted in their functions. Shri Brahma, the Lord's first creature, glorifies Him on this account. Anganiyasya sakalendriya vrutti manti pashyanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti ananda chinmaya sadujvala vigrahasya govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose transcendental form is full of bliss, truth and substantiality, and thus emanates the most dazzling splendor. Each of the limbs of the transcendental figure possesses in itself the full-fledged functions of all the organs. And He eternally sees, maintains and manifests the infinite universes, both spiritual and material. Brahma Samhita 5.32. Shri Vishwanath Chakri Thakur gives an alternative explanation of the phrase Akhila Shakti Dhara. The power of the Supreme Lord maintains within Himself is Akhila, free from the limitations of all that is Khila or inferior and insignificant. He energizes the living being's senses as described by the Ken Upanishad. Shrotasya Shrotram Manaso Mano Yad Vacho Hi Vacham. He is the ear's ear, mind's mind, and the voice's capacity of speech. And the Shvetashvara Upanishad 6.8 declares, Natasya Karyam Karnam Cha Vidyate Natat Samas Cha Abhidhasya Cha Dushyate Parashya Shaktir Vividhaya Shuryate Swabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. He has no material work to perform, nor any material senses with which to perform. No one can be found who is equal to or greater than Him. From the Vedas we hear how the Supreme Lord possesses multifarious energies, the potencies of knowledge, strength and action, each of which acts autonomously. Indra and the other demigods who rule over mortal beings are themselves servants of the personality of Godhead, as are their superiors, Brahma and His sons. The secondary creators, all of these gods and sages, worship the Supreme Lord by performing their respective services of managing the universe and providing religious guidance for mankind. The powerful controller of the universe submit themselves in fearful reverence to the Supreme Controller, Lord Shri Vishnu. As the Taittiriya Upanishad states, Bhishmad Vata Pavate Bhishmad Eti Suryaha Bhishmad Agnis Chendrascha Mrityur Dhavanti Panchamaha. Out of fear of Him, the wind blows. Out of fear of Him, the sun moves. And Agni and Indra execute their duties. And Death, the fifth of their member, races along out of fear of Him. Srila Sridhar Swami prays, Anindriyopi Yah Deva सर्वकारक शक्तिदृक् सर्वज्ञ सर्वज्ञ सर्वकर्ता च सर्वश्रेव्यम् नमामितम्. द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हैज नो मटेरियल सेंसेस, येट ही कंट्रोल्स एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी सेंसरी फंक्शंस. ही इज द नोअर ऑफ एवरीथिंग, द अल्टीमेट परफॉर्मर ऑफ ऑल दैट एक्शन, एंड ही एंड एवरीवन्स प्रॉपर ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. आई ऑफर माय ओबेसेंसेस टू हिम. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं. वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. नमा ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुवे एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा. अ बिग पर्पट एंड many points, so let's see how many we can discuss. Lord is akhila, unlimited, but Prabhupada has given us limited purport. Like his grace Baldev Prabhu was telling in his lecture around a month and two back about Dhenukasur Vadh, that Bhagavatam is actually unlimited. We have only 18,000 shlokas, but in Devata Loka it is more. It is like Yamraj has a Bhagavatam of 4 billion shlokas. We will have difficulty printing it, and devotees will have difficulty carrying it and also reading it. And our Bhagavad Vidyapeeth, before they finish their syllabus, the next generation will start off 4 billion shlokas. So 18,000 shlokas, they are doing one canto, second canto, third canto. They are doing good, very excellent service, but still, Yamrajas we can't compare. So Krishna is like the Supreme Lord. Certainly the whole shloka, is actually whole chapter, is the Shrutis, the Upanishads and various sections of Shrutis. They are glorifying or actually establishing the position of Supreme Lord. They themselves, because many people, they take the help of Shrutis to say how the Supreme Lord is formless. But here Shrutis themselves are glorifying the Supreme Lord's form and especially his Divya Swarup. Here it is said, you have spiritual hands and like that. So in fact, as the logic, Srila Prabhupada in the beginning, maybe let's read the previous translation because Prabhupada is connecting his purport to that. Prabhupada says, after hearing the previous prayers, Lord Narayan may say, since I also have bodily form with sense organs and limbs, am I not just another doer and enjoyer? Like some people, I remember once one of my cousins, he told, why are you worshipping Krishna? He is just a cowherd boy. Just there are so many cowherd boys around us in the village. He is one of them. So, and the Supreme Lord himself is raising this doubt. Am I not an ordinary person with hands and limbs and like that? Because the previous prayer is, the devotees worship you as the shelter of all beings. Disregard death and place their feet on your head. But with the word of Vedas, you bind the non-devotees like animals. Though they be vastly learned scholars, it is your affectionate devotees who can purify themselves and others not those who are inimical to you. So after hearing various glories of himself, the Lord may raise a doubt that actually you are glorifying me, is correct and good, but it appears, or is it not, that I am also the just a supreme, not a supreme, a similar living being as so many are there. Actually, if we see the Supreme Lord and he's just Maya potency. Maya, we have heard. Ma means not. And ya means that. So that is not. Actually, to begin with, I will come to the Maya potency a little later, because the whole world, the whole, like the mood is, it's difficult to know the Supreme Lord. In the beginning, Srila Prabhupada says, and even here, it is mentioned, that great personalities like Indra, Chandra, Surya, they offer their obeisances to the Supreme Lord, at the same time accepting obeisances from human beings. So they accept the obeisances from human beings, they partake of that obeisances, they enjoy that also, part of it, and they also forward it. The example given over here is just like their subordinate kings, like we know the father and uncle of our Raghunath, Das Goswami, Govardhan Mujumdar and Hiranya Mujumdar. They would collect taxes, they are allowed to enjoy part of it, and then they also had to forward something of it. It's not something major part, but then material world, there are some adjustments here and there. But anyway, we see that was the system everywhere. Like you collect some taxes, keep something for you, forward the part of it to ahead. So demigods are like that. They are allowed to accept some taxes, like some obeisances, some respect, some puja, because they are having some position. But ultimately, just like we hear this story, there was one man serving a landlord, and he was thinking he is the master in the whole village, he is the powerful person, and he was saying, I am happy, I am the servant of this most powerful person, because he has just seen the whole village. Then one day a local in charge of the king, not a zonal, local in charge, like who is in charge of maybe 20 village or 40 villages, like that, he comes to see the village, and this man, who is like the respectable person in the village, is full humility, full bowing down, falling at the feet, respecting him, making him sit, giving him water, fanning him. So this servant was bewildered. He thought, oh, I thought my master is the master. Sometimes we go, we meet people who are demigod worshippers or worshippers of some human beings, some empowered human beings, and they say, this is the supreme. So this man, he was also thinking, my landlord is the ultimate boss, authority. But then he saw, he behaving like a, Hindi mein gid gida raha tha, in Hindi we call it, he was like faltering in front of another person. He understood there is someone bigger than him. So he honestly told his master that, I want to serve the most powerful person, so I see he is more powerful than you. So I would like that you please recommend my transfer from your job to his palace. And this man was also big hearted. He said, okay, carry on. So he went to zonal in charge. Sorry, first local in charge. Then one day the zonal in charge came, like district collector. And this taluka collector was like in front of him, again faltering and obeisances. And 364 days he is like the king. But one day when the district collector comes, he is just like full humility. Even other days, to clean up the plate, to clean something, he will call 10 servants, do this, do that. But in front of district collector, if something is fallen, he will personally clean it up. Just to show his humility. But then, so similarly, that man expressed to his new master that, oh, you are in charge, but I see you are worshipping someone who is another in charge, bigger than you. So I want to serve that most powerful person, you transfer me to the collector's office for a job. And he transferred. In that way, he went from collector to the state to the central ministry, then some minister, then higher cabinet minister. And then in that day, there was no, ultimately it was the king. So then ultimately he got entrance to serve the king personally. From village, he went on to the king. And many years happened, or many days at least, passed by, that king was the boss and he was happy. He could see thousands of state ministers come, hundreds and thousands of district collectors comes. And my first in charge, the village in charge, he cannot even meet the king. His all qualification or the village in charge cannot afford him to meet the king. No, I am with the king. I am the servant of the king. But one day he was personal. He was with the king always. One day the king went for some tithi, maybe Ram Navami, Janmashtami. King went to some temple. And in front of temple, we see sometimes people do like this. So the king was holding his ears in front of the Supreme Lord. And he was offering obeisances. And we see people pray here and they don't walk ulta. They walk backward. With respect, that's the way we respect. We walk backward. So king was behaving like that with the Supreme Lord. And then he was bewildered. Oh, there is something higher than the king. So he said, King, please place me in this temple. So in that way he reached the highest authority. Therefore, but the point mentioned here in the translation is, all the intermediate authorities, they enjoy some taxes and they pass on the major part of it. And in the purport, and we see by hearing these prayers of Shrutis, we should understand one thing. The most difficult to understand person in this world is the Supreme Lord. We find other people very difficult to understand. We find our friend or sometimes colleague in the office or a husband or wife. It's so difficult to understand that person, that person's mind, that person, whatever you call it. It's so difficult to understand. It is said it takes 14 years to understand another human being completely, if you stay with him. Therefore, we find many times there's the issues between husband and wife. Very difficult to understand. What is exactly in the mind of a husband? They stay together, so there are more chances that they can understand each other. Otherwise, we Brahmacharis or any colleague in the office, they just stay together for a few hours and holidays and vacations and some change of job. They said it takes 14 years to understand a person. And so that is a human being. To understand Supreme Lord, we just don't know. We can't actually understand even devatas. We can't even understand our Narendra Modi because he gave such a surprise few days back. The whole world is only talking how he kept it a surprise, secret. And I could see everyone was, it was like money is like honey. Everyone just wanted, ready to grasp it. And within 2 minutes, everyone became detached. They just don't want it. Okay, you take. They are passing on to someone else. So we see if our human being, Prime Minister, can be a surprise, difficult to understand. How difficult is the Supreme Lord? And to understand a human being takes 14 years. That is what the psychiatric or logicians, they say. So it's so difficult. Even it is mentioned here in Bhagavad Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, the beginning verses, in Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter, 2nd shloka, it is said, Name vidhu sura gana. Sura means devatas. Gana means all the devatas. They cannot understand me, the Supreme Lord. Prabhavam cha maharshaya, great maharshis. Prabhavam means powerful sages. They cannot understand the Supreme Lord. Aham adir hi devanam. Why? Because I am the source of all the devatas. And they will end also before me. So, we see the most difficult person to understand is Sri Krishna. But he is also the most loving person. And it's not impossible to understand. It is impossible to understand a friend or another human being in one way. In one way, it's impossible to understand a friend or another human being. But Krishna is difficult, but still most loving, and we can understand him. If, by the grace of Krishna, we perform proper devotional service. Therefore, it is said, and Brahma, what to speak of Krishna, for us, is difficult to even understand Brahma, or what work Brahma has done. Here, we have many teams of people, I know, in Chopati Temple, in Vada Farm, devotees. They are all great, respectable and highly responsible and doing very nice service. But still, we understand we require a big team of devotees. Highly qualified MBAs, BTECs, MTECs and so many things. It's very rare to find a company, executive body of so much qualified devotees as we have in GEV and Chopadi Temple. All highly qualified. But we require a big team of them just to plan, design, organize and manage a GEV farm, which is around 50 to 100 acres. I don't know exactly somewhere. How many acres? 70, 80 acres? 100 acres. Okay. 100 acres farm require big number of highly intellectual people to manage and organize them. And still, His Holiness Narayan Maharaj is always telling you can do here something more. This can be better. So still they are working hard. Can any one of us even begin to think of understanding the design of this universe? What Brahmaji has planned and designed and thought, how to make earth and seasons and distances and gravitation and atoms and various, what do you call it, elements, which one to be gases, which one to be liquids, what is the boiling temperature of everything, what is the condensing temperature, what is the elasticity, specific gravity, this is what we know. And Brahmaji, and how much distance the sun should be, and how many light years and amstrongs and weight and so many things. And which frequency the human eye should see, and which frequency human ear should listen, and which frequency the dog ear should listen. So many things. Means this design which Brahmaji has made, is, we just can't even reach a drop, or means nothing, we just can't reach anywhere. What to speak of drop of a drop. And Brahmaji is nothing but just a very insignificant expansion, or He is doing it with the small mercy of the Supreme Lord. So, what to speak of understanding Brahmaji? To understand Brahmaji's design, is it possible that any time we human beings can understand the complete design of Brahmaji? The whole engineering charts and drawings of the whole universe. We even don't know the number of species present on the earth yet. They are finding new species every year, 5-10 of them. They are proud of it. Prabhupada, they are proudly saying, Prabhupada, they would say, oh, we found 5 new species. Prabhupada says, that means you accept that you are ignorant of them up till now. You are saying we have found something new, that means you did not know up till now. That is the reality. Similarly, accept that you don't know many things now yet also. Like few days back, means few weeks back, they found out something called as magnetic waves. They had magnetism, but even waves in that. And they are so proud of it. But I told in one lecture, there are nothing to be proud. There are thousands of such more waves, which the science doesn't know. Now they are challenging what happens with the, if Jupiter is there and Buddha is there, what is this astronomy, all bogus. Maybe after a few years down the line, they will find out some Pluto waves and Jupiter waves and Saturn waves, and they will be proud of it. Actually, when they find out something and proud of it, that means they were ignorant of it up till now. And that means they are ignorant of thousands of more facts still, which they don't want to accept. And this whole universe is made in such a way, it's such a complex, and because it is made by Brahmaji, who is just insignificant intelligence of Lord Krishna. It's much beyond human capacity. So it's wonderful Maya. You see, actually, there's nothing to be proud for us of anything. Like our intelligence, our beauty, people are proud of intelligence, of beauty, of their skills. Everyone has some skills. What it may be, singing skills, speaking skills, shloka memorization skills. Some people have skills to make very tricky questions. People, we remember one time when we were very new in our ashram, 94-95, I won't mention the name who made the question paper, but I'll tell. So, the question. So, he made a question in our, like, Brahmacharya class. Okay, how many years does Brahmaji live? 411, some 20 billion years, something. So, true or false, Brahmaji lives for 411,200,000 years. And what he has done? He has added 1 0 extra than the actual figure. And all the devotees saw that 411,200 and take it true. And everyone got false. He said, hey, why are you false? You count the zeros. And so, no brahmachari counted the zeros. They just saw the first few figures. They are from some special college of this India. They made such questions. Anyway, that was done. So, these are some people has the skills to make some unique questions like this. So all of us have some skills, I don't deny that. But the whole point is, we need not be proud of it. Because whatever skills we have, as Prabhupada says, don't be proud of borrowed plumes. Means if we are beautiful, what we have done to be beautiful? We are just here, that's all. The Supreme Lord or material nature or Brahmaji, whatever it may be, He has given us this beautiful body and we are. And somebody may be very intelligent, maybe very like mathematically intelligent or physics-wise intelligence or economics-wise intelligent, what it may be, various IQs, SQs like that. So if we are having very high IQ, maybe what are the degrees, I don't know, what are the highest mark possible. But what you have done, you have got a brain ready-made from the Supreme Lord and now you have a high IQ and you are proud of it. Similarly, somebody may have a very good voice and very expert singer, somebody may have a brain to memorize shlokas or whatever different skills. But basically we understand, we have got initial capacity from the Supreme Lord. We have got that. Somebody maybe have a body of a runner, like he can run very fast or high jump or whatever it may be. So basically in this world, we need not be proud of anything. If we are humble, because if we are proud, then it's difficult to understand Supreme Lord. Why? Because we think we know we can do something. Actually, even today's science, the latest researchers, they have made, I read one BTG article, which was old BTG, I think. But very wonderful article, it was based on some scientific theorems, like Prabhupada wrote that book, Easy Journey to Other Planet, was based on a scientific theorem, matter, antimatter. So, these today's scientists, they are telling, they are accepting, what we see with the eyes is not truth. Whatever we can see with the eyes is not truth. And truth is what we cannot see with the eyes. They have made it very clear, both sides. So, what we see with the eyes, what do we see? We see Gopinath Chandra Prabhu sitting here, so many of you sitting here. We see a glass of water, Srimad Bhagavatam book, clips, mobile, wood, cloth, lights, everything. So is it not truth? Our Prabhuji sitting here, is it not truth? Gopinath Chandra Prabhu is friend, so I am taking his name. But it may be matter for anyone. If someone walks in, or Sri Vallabh Prabhu walks in, you can say, oh, Sri Vallabh Prabhu has walked in. I will say, no, it's just a million atoms that has come in. It's not about Sri Vallabh Prabhu. It's some few trillion atoms that has come in. Somebody will say, no, it's just multi-millions of protons and electrons that has come in. And somebody who is follower of Einstein will say, no, it's just energy which has converted into mass. It's just energy that has come in. So what is truth? What is truth? Of all these statements, is it Sri Vallabh Prabhu, or is it atoms, or is it protons, or is it energy? The scientists have now understood what we see with the eyes is not truth. And what is truth? That which we cannot see with the eyes is truth. What? Srimad Bhagavatam and Brahma Samhita has told, Adhokshaj. Means the truth is beyond what we can see, hear, sense. And therefore, actually if we think, everything, if we see at things in a different level, just like one point was given, if we see some wonderful cake, let's take example of cake. It appears to be very beautiful and also tasty and desirable. But what it is made up of? Maida and some butter and sugar. Sugar maybe, if we give them separately, instead of cake, I give you a bowl of maida, a bowl of butter and a bowl of sugar. I say, you eat it. Actually, cake is the same thing. But these three things we can't put it below our throat. So basically, this world is very illusory. What it is really, the whole world is so much Maya. Maya means that what is not. And we just, we are so much enamored, oh, wonderful Gulab Jam has come. But if somebody is of that, yesterday Shamanpur told about that six philosophers, one of them is on some atoms based. Who was that? Kannada. So if he is here, he say, oh, nonsense, no Gulab Jam has come. Only some carbon and hydrogen atoms have come. Which is truth. Which is truth. And he'll say, you are in so much Maya, just putting some carbon on the tongue and saying, oh, wonderful. Tomorrow you put some koila. Coal. Actually we know, what we see with eyes is a carbon. And the same thing we see as diamond. Can we see the truth with the eyes, that they are the same elements? We can't. Actually those who have studied some chemistry, they know. Carbon is also C and diamond is also C in a different structure. So what we see with eyes can never be truth. In this material world, whatever we can see. And that's what the conclusion of modern scientists is. Because they say eyes are so illusory, they can't see, means they can't see the reality. It's just very, and similarly if we say we can see this is black color or green color or sweet or, means there's nothing. It's just a program, ours is like a program computer. Which just sees some frequency of light and we say this is black color. There is no absolute black color. No green. So therefore, this is a very important point. And therefore we see in this material world, people are attracted to opposite sex and physical beauty. Well, such, we have heard about this story of what? Liquid beauty. All of you, I don't like to... somebody has taken breakfast and somebody will take breakfast. So I don't want to mention the story of liquid beauty over here. But still, all of you know the story. But with the point of view of seeing the reality, forget that liquid beauty part and she taking some medicines. But if we, suppose we look at, actually suppose which heroine is famous at present? Maybe you may not know, but somebody can say. where the heroine is famous at present? Suppose she walks in, and if she walks in some college or university, they'll just, she has come in. But if we go by Kannada philosophy, then she is just atoms. Nothing more than that, and which is a reality. Which is not false. Actually, whatever physical beauty appears, I heard one nice dialogue that I will say a bit afterwards. But if we analyze the beautiful body of any man or woman, we know it's made up of bones, blood, muscles, stool, urine, bile, mucus. And even though if we say, okay, but it's packed in a nice packing at least, skin. But if just like Srila Prabhupada would sometimes say, okay, we say there is a pleasure in Gulab Jamun. So we say, take this Gulab Jamun and show me where is the pleasure. Or there is pleasure in some... So similarly, just take a physical body of a man or woman and let's find out where is the beauty. Somebody says, okay, ultimately see. Whatever it may be, you may say this bile, mucus, but at least in the skin it appears beautiful. So skin is beautiful. So if that is truth, if we just remove the skin, chamda, and the skin of any man or woman, Mr. Universe, Miss Universe, and just give it to you, say, please take it, is the skin of such and such great Miss Universe. How many people will be desiring it? No one. The skin, basically the skin, bones, everything is dirty. So what I heard? Everything is dirty, but it appears beauty. If we see, all the contents are dirty, but they appear to be beauty. Actually, we don't know any of the content. So that is Maya. That is illusory Shakti. So we see in this material world, our eyes and the Maya Devi, they receive us fully. And similarly, as His Holiness Dyamrut Swami, he spoke a very wonderful point in a Prerna lecture over here. Not the last one, before one that. About how we are all entrapped by sex desire. So he analyzed that sex desire very nicely in that lecture. He said, see, as the man grows one by one, year by year, what is this sex desire by which we all are entrapped of? Yes, in young age and also in later age, it's such a powerful force to deny or control it. It's so powerful. But what it is ultimately? Devamrita Swami said it's ultimately few chemicals flowing into our body. That's all. This whole dreaming of associating and enjoying appointed sex, a man or a woman, and sitting with them and talking with them and all the enjoyments, is just arising from some few, two, three hormonal chemicals that come into our body without our desiring it. When we are child of 5 years, 6 years, we never asked for it. They come. They forcefully come. And under the influence of such chemicals, a man behaves foolishly. Means man, just like what is getting intoxicated by alcohol. When alcohol goes into our blood, maybe through the mouth, through the stomach, it goes into blood. It's a artificial foreign chemical. And when we are under the influence of alcohol, we behave abnormally. We all know. We don't behave in a normal way. When the alcohol subsides, then we call him a normal person. Similarly, this is nature's entrapment. Now, nature, by his own arrangements, at certain age of 12, 14, whatever it may be, it just bombards us with those chemicals, which generate sexual desires. And man behaves foolishly under the influence of those chemicals and doesn't want to get out of it. Just like a drunken man, he doesn't want to give up drinking. He thinks drinking is very wonderful. Only when he is out of the effect of drinking, he might be able to think. Similarly, if we see today's age, this material nature is entrapping us in sex, in anger. Anger is also another some stimulant, some hormones that come up into our bloodstream. And we behave foolishly. So this is the way material nature is entrapping us. Therefore, we see here further, the Supreme Lord's glorification is done about Brahmaji's creation. He says, the Supreme Lord has made in such a way that each of his world acts autonomously. We see this, today there is a age of doing autonomous things. But show me such an autonomous thing as good as this universe, which is running for millions of years. And that is done by Brahmaji. Just a partial expansion of Supreme Lord. This is the way it is saying, just few small points to end with. So same thing which I mentioned in the beginning, that ultimately one should not be proud of various bodies we have. They are just received by us. Somebody may have a brain like Shakuntala Devi, if you know, she was a very fast calculator. That doesn't mean we have done something. In few days back, in Olympics, there was some man in America, a swimmer, who got a world record of some around 25-30 gold medals. But they have analyzed that his body is in some particular way made that he will be the best swimmer anyways. Yes, okay, but what he had done to get that body? He had done nothing, he just got it. If you would have gotten, you have been a 30 gold medalist. If you would have got, you have been a 30 gold medalist. Nothing. He has just got it, and then he's saying, oh, I can win so many gold medals. But actually, if we sit peacefully and understand, we should understand it, though, we have just got it. Similarly, we should understand that in this world, there is nothing for us to be proud of. And if we humbly try to understand Krishna, then we will, as in the end of this purport, it is mentioned that. In the end, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the Supreme Lord has no material senses, yet he controls every living entity's sensory functions. He has no senses, but he controls everyone's eyes, nose, ears, everyone's, all of us. Now, the last point which I wanted to make, he is the knower of everything, the ultimate performer of all actions, and everyone's proper object of devotional service. Like Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. This is good. But next line is iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvita. So intelligent person should worship Krishna, knowing Krishna that he is the source of everything and from everything comes from him. Same thing. Krishna is the knower of everything, the ultimate performer of all actions and everyone's object of devotional service. So one, like all of us, we should understand that we have to perform devotional service but with full knowledge of Supreme Lord. I think I should end. I was given the time 9:15 and without looking at the watch, Samodar, I am at 9:15. Hare Krishna. So if someone has one question, we can take, otherwise we'll end. Mataji has one question. Somebody can pass the mic.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I'm very unqualified, but I still want to ask. You said that it's very difficult to understand Krishna, but for us aspiring devotees, we know very well that Krishna loves us so much. He cares for us all the time, and so much He's taking care of us, and He wants us to render pure devotional service and come back. So why is it difficult to understand Him?
Because one way I can say, there can be many answers to this question. If we get some things cheaply, we don't value it, is one way to look at it. I'm not saying this is the ultimate and the only answer. But if we get some things cheaply, like once we have done that mistake once. That is, we have forgotten Krishna and come to this material world. So if we take it, get it cheaply, well, we think, okay, I'll forget again and again come back to material world. And again go to Krishna if Krishna gives us easily. And again forget and again come back. So some things which we get after a bit of struggle, then we value it more. So yes, it's difficult for, okay, and another point to it, one small point. It's difficult for us to understand Krishna. But it is not difficult for Krishna to make Himself understood to us. So most people try that I will understand Krishna. But you should try that let Krishna make Him understand Himself to me. So by performing services which all of you are doing and you are doing, Krishna will easily make us understandable. But for us, if we decide, I will understand Krishna, that is not only difficult, it is impossible. But if Krishna decides, by looking at our service, that is possible. And all of you over here, there, everywhere, are on the right path. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.